That's Not Me is about a struggling, aspiring actress, Polly Cuthbert, who has an identical twin sister, Amy Cuthbert, who gets cast in a big US TV show opposite Jared Leto and basically over the course of the movie becomes Hollywood famous, which essentially ruins Polly's life. So it's kind of about, I guess in some ways it's a feel-good film about disappointment and what happens at that point in your life when you realise that maybe all of your childhood dreams aren't going to work out exactly how you thought they would.
But that's okay. Yeah.
Alice, you got to play Polly and her twin in this film. How did you find that experience?
I actually really enjoyed it. It's funny, we left that scene until quite late in the shoot and I was really nervous about it. But I think because I'd spent so long being Polly and she's such a sad sack, and so it's quite a heavy headspace to be in. So I remember we had, I put on shoes with a bit more of a heel and I put on a leather jacket and my makeup was done awesome and I came out as Amy. And there was something really liberating about being the successful one for half a day, and I felt fantastic. And it was actually way easier than I thought it was going to be. I think I just built myself up to it being terrifying, but I really enjoyed it. It was heaps of fun. And we also had two amazing actresses who I went to drama school with, Emily Thomas and Erica Field, and they each acted opposite me as the other twin. So it wasn't just someone there sitting there reading the lines for me. It was someone giving me an amazing performance. They'd learn all of these six pages of lines. They'd come to rehearsals and they'd cut them out of the film. So it's a really selfless thing they did to help make my performance better.
Now, it is a really snappy film. There is a lot of great dialogue. And what I found remarkable was you really balance the awkward, some like humor, like cringy, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening, with really aspirational aspects of the film too. How did you find balancing those two very different elements of the movie?
I think that's actually kind of, I think, the balance of both of our personalities, because we met at film school and we're married 4 or 5 years later. I've forgotten the date. I'm
something
sorry,
like
honey.
That.
Yeah. But at film school, those were kind of like the two halves of the film's personality, is that I tended to make quite dark, cynical comedies, whereas Alice made these beautiful, sincere dramas. And it was only after about 2 years having left film school that we then started collaborating. And I think once we started collaborating, we kind of hit on this kind of thing that worked for both of us, where we're able to have those kinds of awkward moments or sincere moments, but that we could then undercut with an element of realism or cynicism. But ultimately, what we found with the films that we were making is that there was a heart to them, and that's kind of, I think, the thing that really kind of excites us about this style of comedy, is not being too depressing. Like I said before, it's a film about disappointment, but it's a feel-good film about disappointment. It's about finding the good in those moments. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's actually much like our relationship works when you think about it. Like
finding good in the awkward moments, yeah.
Well, I'm kind of like, I'm a pretty classic optimist, life, you know, glass half full, whereas Greggles is a little bit more cynical and he brings me back down to earth, and
realistic.
I think he's realistic, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that we balance each other out, and I think we bring out the opposite in each other in a really nice way. And I'm very sincere and heartfelt, but I feel like I've brought some of that to the film, whereas he's just taught me how to be funny. I feel like the films I made at VCA and just afterwards were pretty humorless, so I think you've brought out the funnier side of me in the past few years. Thank you.
I agree. Yeah.
Now, it is a very funny film, and there's an amazing scene early on where you're front and center during an audition. Oh, how did you? It's grueling, but also absolutely hilarious. How did you go about putting this together?
Oh, I loved doing that scene, and those three actors are three of Australia's, like, I think, best actors. You've got Artie Angel, Ming Joo Hee, and Ben Rigby, who is just in Alien, and they're in these tiny roles, and they are so funny, but they are also really intimidating, or they were that day to me anyway, so it was really helpful for me being able to sit there with this lone girl on one side with this panel of three brilliant, experienced actors with all of my own insecurities of feeling this is my first feature film, and I think that actually really helped Polly feel that insecurity, is that I'm pretty insecure. So yeah, I think that's how we kind of approached it. It's actually probably one of our favorite scenes in the film.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of one of those scenes that kind of encapsulates the entire film, is that it's obviously a case of mistaken identity, but it's just says so much about, I guess, what we kind of, from the outside looking in, see about creative industries in general, that oftentimes it doesn't actually matter if you are virtually the same person as someone else. If that other person has a certain other kind of thing going for them, then you'll always get overlooked, and it's just the nature of the industry. And I guess that's kind of one of the things that I really love about that scene as well, is it's just like it's the film in a scene.
Yeah, I think it's really something people in the industry can absolutely relate to. And as well as the sequence where you go to the United States, there's a part where filmed in LA, you meet up with Australian actress Isabel Lucas playing a character in the film. How did you find filming and working within Los Angeles?
That sequence really special to me. I've known Isabel for about a decade now. We met at acting school when I moved to Melbourne, and she'd just finished on Home and Away. And the character of Zoe Cooper in the film, we initially wrote as Isabel Lucas, and it was based on conversations that her and I had had about aging in Hollywood, being offered the pretty girl roles, and it was actually really personal to her. And I think we decided it was a little too close to the bone, so we changed it to a fictional character and made her a bit wackier and a bit more out there, as you've seen, and which was great fun for her. And she's an incredibly perceptive human being as well. And so there was really special personal stuff in that scene on the beach for me. In terms of shooting in LA, we actually shot all the stuff with Isabel in Melbourne. And then all of the exteriors were just me, Greg, and the DOP, Shelley Farthing-Dorr, shooting gorilla on without permits on the streets of LA.
We had permits, right? Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I think they're pretty used to people filming over in LA. So no one even batted an eyelid when we pulled out a camera on Hollywood Boulevard. It's pretty normal.
It sounds like so much fun. And you're premiering in Australia at the Sydney Film Festival this weekend. How do you feel?
It's tremendously exciting because I think, there was a period like 6 months ago we just didn't know who or when this film would be seen by anyone. So to be premiering here at the Sydney Film Festival, it's just like it's really quite surreal, like being at opening night, seeing all of those amazing filmmakers and actors, and just to be in the same festival as all of these amazing films it's quite surreal and bizarre from where we started making this small film with our friends. So it's amazing.
It's so true, isn't it? Because you get bogged down in the idea that there's politics involved in all of these things, and you have to have a funding body or a distributor pushing you into major festivals. And it's really heartening for us that we are just this tiny little film. It's beyond our wildest dreams to be able to premiere at Sydney. And then we're going to MIFF as well afterwards, which are the two best film festivals in Australia. So it's awesome.